is Fuck You Dad.
Well, welcome to another episode of Fuck You Dad, everybody. This week we have a very special guest. We got Timmy O'Toole, who I think is a perfect guest because you look like you both have a deadbeat dad and you are one currently.
Okay. Word. Timmy Toodle, actually. Thank you, Kenyon.
Timmy O'Toole.
He gave you a very Irish twist.
You sound like a shitty chain of Irish bars, like O'Harrigan's or something.
Yeah, right.
You sound like a place that just serves green beer.
And I'm going to Toodles.
Yeah.
Might
yeah.
not come back.
Toodles sounds like a place of dads who have left their family. They go hang out over there.
Yeah, dude, no doubt. I feel like Toodle is a name that you hear it and you're like, oh, is that real? And then you laugh for a second and you just feel bad for the motherfucker with a name like that.
Yeah.
Toodle. Yep.
Do you always go by Timmy, too? Timmy?
Tim Wyatt Toodle. So I grew up going by Wyatt and Savannah, and then when I moved up here...
Wait, why did you just do your middle name guy?
Well, dude, who the fuck wants to go by Timothy Toodle?
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's like when people call me Kenny, and I'm like, no.
Right.
Like, Kenny's lives in trailer park.
Well, I call you Kenny.
Oh, Kenny? Yeah, I've never called you. I hear people go like, how's Kenny? And I'm like, that. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, yeah, well, Kenny, if people are calling me Kenny, I think I'm Kenny when I'm like blackout drunk. That's when I'm
yes.
Kenny.
Yeah,
I embrace Kenny-ism.
You're a Kenyan right now, but Kenny's like, you have a fucking cigarette, douche? That's
had
Kenny.
Like really fucked up afro that was like lopsided. You were yes. also Kenny.
Though. Yeah, that was very
Kenny. I did have a gigantic Jufro for you.
Right. We've talked about it on the pod.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of you like in that FUBU jersey that you had. Yeah, just like a Payless jersey on from like 2003. Hell yeah.
Those are dark, different times.
Rough times, dude.
Different times. Then,
that's
you know.
Okay. That's okay. I went through a Guy Harvey phase in middle school, so I can't really talk shit.
What's
about
Guy Harvey?
Yeah, I don't. Well, you're making references.
Oh, there, man. So. People that know this are going to be listening to this are immediately going to be like, click, turn this off. He's such a dickhead. It's like the fishing shirts. I was a fish guy.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that,
yeah, yeah. That's something I picked up a little
majorly
bit.
Majorly finding yourself.
That's not as terrible as, like, I mean, in sixth grade, I was the kid with those DC shoes, and my ankles were, like, this big, and the shoes were, like, super fat, and I never touched a skateboard.
I never skated.
I was such a poser, right. Dude. I thought being a skateboarder, that's, like, peak coolness as a kid.
Right, yeah.
But I was, you know. It's pretty tough to kickflip when you're like fucking 300 pounds.
Yeah.
So I would just, the only thing I could do is like my ollie was like a split second manual. And I would always blame the board. I'd be like, the board's not feeling me today.
That's Kenny like, right there.
That's Kenny shit. That's pretty Kenyan shit right there to be fourth grade. Like, the board.
Board just fucking up.
Yeah, I'm
man.
Like, these punks. And so I was like I just liked the look. I liked that look cool.
Right. Yeah,
so
they
I'm
did.
Just like, so I'm just right. like, I'm just like, just fat kid in skinny jeans and a DC shirt.
Oh, dude, look like Andy Bell Knock.
The DC looked like my cup sizes. It was a D and then a C cup on my chest. And then, I'm just like,
it's
I'm
my show.
The board.
I'm Kenny. It's fucking ridiculous.
And then I fell and, I just sucked, so I stopped. And I was just like, you know, I'll just wear the clothes and be a punk. And then I fell and broke my collarbone, so then the longboard had to be reattached to screws. So I'm like, we're done with boards.
I just lied about skateboarding to people. If I
That's
thought they would think I was cool, I'd be like, I jump stairs.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what the thing about skateboarding is? Like, you need to be stupid to do it. Because, like, if you're standing on top of a hill, you're like, this is a dumb idea. I don't want to do it. Like, I think about my actions.
Right. It's the falling on concrete I don't get. Like,
I don't
there's
get
no,
that.
There's no, like, if I fall, I'll be okay. No, if you fall, you're not going
to
be
there's,
okay.
There's like, a 10% chance you'll have to eat through a straw for the rest of
your life.
Literally. Or just
you
do
might
a little,
die.
Or just to do, like, a little, like, whoo, like a little flip
just,
real quick.
Just so some chick in sixth grade thinks you're cool.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Except nowadays, I've been noticing, boys, that there are girls that are hot and like well into their 20s and 30s that
talk
are like
about
I need a skater boy.
Wow,
that's a different breed, because I feel like at past high school I never knew anybody that talked about skate. That stopped being an identity.
It's a thing now. I mean, it's a thing. I've noticed, like, I was dating this girl, and I'm gonna say her name, Stephanie. She's some Greek girl that I was dating here up until like 6 months ago, and her and her friends always would be like, there's some skate park in Logan Square, I think. And they'd be like,
that seems about right.
Right.
That comes with gentrification.
The whole neighborhood looks like a skate park.
No, dude, it's underneath.
I don't even know. They don't look strong enough to skate. They look like they're all too iron deficient
sickly.
To skate.
Right. But I think you can fly if you're like fucking 75 pounds and on dope. If you're on, you know what I mean? But it's like underneath the Avondale Bridge near like Logan Square and Avondale.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. Dude, they would go there and just like smoke and picnic and like look at the hot guys that were skating.
Wow,
I was like, what?
Yeah, that's like a high school.
Yeah, that's
like
a high school. Very high school.
Well, speaking of high school, what were you like in high school? What was your relationship with your dad? like in high
school? Oh, man. Okay. Well, in high school, I was, to give you some idea, I dropped out in 10th grade.
And there we go.
Got my own apartment.
The 666 tattoo did lead me on to that conclusion. That is, thumbs out. You don't scream like PhD.
Right. No, yeah, that's not the vibe. I am a fucking genius. However, not PhD. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I don't even, personal hefty dick, like, what's that even stand for, you know what I mean?
Something like that.
You actually nailed it, that's exactly what I mean.
It's funny, because I'd like to be like, oh, you're an idiot, but I really don't know what it really could stand for.
That was actually a pretty big moment for the pod, where you're like, it stands for your dad, let's talk about your dad! It stands for let's talk about your dad.
Right. So in high school, man, I smoked a ton of pot. I lived next door to my buddy Matt, and we were both pretty into the theater. Like, but we were like, at that point in time, we were like doing improv because we thought we were like cool comedy guys.
The beginning of that story didn't seem very improv-y.
No, well.
Because kids just jump out of 10th grade and like they're smoking weed all day. They're not improv.
Also involved in like, I grew up on the west side of Savannah, and I definitely was kind of involved in like a group of people that sold drugs together and stuff like that.
Not a gang.
No, I wouldn't say that it was called like the Rolling 60s Crips or anything like that. I wouldn't go as far to say anything like that. But I would say that it was an organization of young men that shared in some camaraderie.
There you go.
And we shot guns sometimes up in the air. And we sold drugs.
Wait, so that you're kind of a very nuanced figure.
It almost sounds like ISIS.
No, this almost sounds like you're like a Zoomer Tony Soprano, where you're like in high school gangbanging, but you really want to be an improv.
It's like Barry.
You just wanted to do improv.
I kind of like more like High School Musical type vibe, except I wanted to trap, not play basketball or play whatever the fuck that.
Can you imagine just walking around, I got AIDS, whatever you need. They all want me, but no one needs me.
I got Zans for you. Who's got Zans? Why's got Zans?
There's no dancing. Everyone just jumps out and falls down.
And throws up, right?
Yeah.
Someone's ODing, and you're like, yes, and
like trying to harmonize with their mouths. Yeah. So
flush the work and don't call the cops.
Right. So I was a funny dude. I wanted to get the laugh. Like, I had a big group of friends. We always partied.
Right.
And I always wanted to be the funny dude. You know what I mean? They were in school and shit. I should have been in fucking school, too.
It's weird. They were just in school and shit. Right. Like, yeah, that's, you know.
That's normal. Legally, we were like 16. Right. But I got my own place, got a job. I was hooking up with this girl, and her dad got me a job at the restaurant. I was a pretty cool kid, man.
It sounds like you're just an A1 person.
At least you got a job.
Right. And I got a GED and did all the things. Then went to technical school.
I'm
one of like the only 30% of dropouts that get their GED.
Yeah.
So I am.
You looked real loserdom in the eye and you said, not today.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Where's your dad in all this?
My dad moved out of Savannah when I was 8. He moved to Atlanta, which is 4 hours north. Now,
so he's not even motivated enough to leave you guys that much. He's like, I'm still in the state.
Right.
Like, I'm still like a
But he's like just far enough away to do what the fuck he wants to do. You know what I mean? When I was in high school, we started smoking pot together. So that was our relationship.
So that's funny. Your dad leaves and then drugs actually bring you together.
It's really...
they bring some families apart, but they also bring some families together.
That's what it did. And I was like, whoa, I can smoke weed around this parent. So I moved up to him when I was like 17.
You know, it's terrible. I had like a similar thing where I only started talking to my dad again because my mom was so mad at me for smoking weed. And I knew like my dad had done drugs, so I was just like, "Well, I'll reach out." It's sort of like some house of cards move,
right, dude?
To get, and then even he's like, "Oh, that's stupid." I was literally homeless, and I think you're a fuck up right now.
Yeah,
right. So the similar things happened before. I moved up to him, and he was like, "Why don't you ever have your own fucking weed?" And I was like, "Cause I'm."
I love how your 17. Dad's trying to. He like literally abandoned you, and he's like, "Listen, you don't have your. Let me teach you some things about life.
If you're gonna drop out,
you always bring some to match.
Right? You always bring some to match.
You can drop out of school. You can join a gang, but goddamn it, you're gonna buy your own weed.
Also, one time, check this
out. Where's this gang money go?
This is a real fucking story, dude.
What are y'all rapping about on the SoundCloud?
I got a phone call at like. It was like 9 in the morning, okay, on like a Wednesday. And I'm...
That's never good.
No. And I'm in my GED courses.
Okay.
Okay. He calls me multiple times. Right. And I'm like, dude, what does he want? And he keeps calling me. My phone's blown up. My teacher gets pissed to the point where she's like, you're gonna, did she check your voicemail, whoever's calling you, check your voicemail. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, but if you play that voicemail and check it, you're gonna play it in front of the whole class right now, because obviously it's more important than the plan that I'm teaching right now.
All
right,
okay, teacher has an issue.
Teacher has an issue.
Yeah. So I was like, also, it's like looking at this voicemail could be a lot of no good.
It was. No good. I answer the phone. I look at my voicemail. I'm like, it's from my dad. And she's like, then me. And I'm like, and I didn't even try to be like, hey, we just got done watching a video about Danny Trejo. This is a GED class. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I play it. He's hammered. 9 a.m. in the morning.
Gotta love a 9 a.m. hammer.
And he goes, "What? What, son? What? Can you hear me, son?" And I like don't think he understands. He's leaving me a message. And then he goes, "I'm here with Jim." And Jim's like his friend. He's like, "I'm here with Jim and Steve. What? We're thinking about you, son." And without a beat, he's like, "Always wear rubber." And my teacher's like, okay, you can turn that off.
Yeah.
And I immediately like click the message. I'm like, save it, because this is just so ridiculous to me.
That's so fun. Also, it's also like, it's 9 a.m. He's getting drunk, and he's like, we're worried about you.
I gotta call my son.
He's like, right. Wait, we're thinking about you. Always wear a rubber. That's like the only advice.
Right. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay. So I'm like, I'm not that embarrassed. My buddies now are like, well, my two like friends.
As a GED class, they've all seen some stuff.
Yeah, we're all laughing. So, dude, I walk out, and I listen to the rest of the message. He's like, always wear a rubber. Son. Oh, son. Man. I wish that I had not had you.
Oh, boy.
And then he just...
This is hard.
And then he just
hard
slams
voicemail.
Me. Slams the door closed. Call me back when you can. And, like...
That's just the beautiful. I wish I've never had you. Anyway,
yeah, but I
want to grab
you.
Lunch or something this weekend. Let me know.
Right, and he's like, "Well, I do love you. Call me back when you can." My dad is my Southern leftist.
Okay,
that is a crazy leftist too. Which is funny because he presses his own family. Right wing dictator in his own house, but he very much cares about the rights of people in Baghdad.
Same with
like
Floyd.
You're dropping some bombs here, brother.
Right, same with Floyd. I'm like, dude, you work with at-youth risk kids? I was getting arrested all the time when I was, like, 16 for weed. He was like, well, you had your head up your ass. I'm like...
He's like, you literally no direction in life.
Yeah. Literally none.
Yeah.
The only time I got a DUI is because my dad gave me a Klonopin on Father's Day. And then gave
me... okay, back
okay, up. Yeah, yeah,
you can't
sorry,
just
sorry.
Say that. So what's happening on Father's Day? What's okay. Your Father's Day plan where your dad's just giving you Klonopin?
All right. This was 2019. Right. And it was the first time my dad was meeting my ex-girlfriend. And I drive up to this
big
place.
Big moment when you're introducing your girlfriend to your degenerate father.
Oh, big moment. You know how that goes.
Well, actually, no. Not a lot of people have met him. Only my first one did. And that really? Was just sort of the... I think they just took notes. They're like, this is how to ruin him. And then my ex was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was like passing the torch where it's like, I'm the first one that ruined him. And now you're going to ruin him. And my ex is like, I accept the power.
Yeah,
like, right. It was like when you, like, a lot of people grab the sword, but they're not ready.
Right.
Like, my ex finally just like, she was like, my dad was like, you are the chosen one.
Yeah, you are
the next in the trauma chain.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
My dad will just emotionally take people down.
Right.
And they, I will see, whenever I introduce people to my dad, they're all excited at first because they're like, oh, he's from England.
Yeah.
And then they meet him and they're like,
cool.
This guy is terrifying. I had a girlfriend, her name was Tree.
Okay.
And
that's a shitty name.
Whole thing. I introduce her to my dad. First thing my dad says to her, never met her in his life. And he looks at her and he goes, so, Tree, whose fucking decision was that?
Great. That is hilarious.
It's true, and it's the right thing to say.
Was she upset?
But it's like also,
Toodle,
who the fuck says that?
Right.
It's what? I went, Dad, and she goes, well, you know, she tells this whole story about why she's named Tree.
What is her mom, Pocahontas or some shit?
It was like, this thing where, like, a kid with, like, mental problems... Her name was Ashley, and he couldn't pronounce Ashley. He called her Tree, and everyone made fun of him. And then she adopted that as his name.
She changed her name.
She's a martyr for this kid. It's wild.
So some doofy called her Tree enough times,
and
to
then
where she was.
She
like,
just said, "I'm Tree."
Wow.
And her last name was Eddie. I can't do that.
Yeah, no.
I was got close with Stephanie.
Well, sometimes you get close to dropping the light. You're like, "Hey, if you burn me enough, I'll say your fucking social security number on
Matthew
here." Yeah, you just I'll say your home address.
Hey,
like, get fuck your dad fans. Do whatever you will.
Fucking send him pictures of your dick. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, when we really get a flock of fuck you dad fans, dude, we should just unleash them on people. Just, I'm excited for that.
Dude. Swatting. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, this booker's not responding to my email. Fuck, you want a firebomb their house.
If you want a shout out on our next episode, just fucking
just really light his lawn on fire.
Find out where that guy's kids go to school. All
right, okay, so it's Father's Day.
Yeah, yeah, Father's Day. My Father's Day story?
Yes.
Okay, so I was 23, and me and my dad smoked pot together, right? He doesn't drink anymore, but he takes fucking Klonopin and mushrooms and smokes pot all the time.
That's about as close to drink. I mean, like,
dude, Klonopin is being drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Benzos are drinking. Oh, yeah. A sober guy once, he's just like, well, I just take out his ex and I am sober. And I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're
bud.
Slurring right now while you're saying
you literally will not remember this conversation.
Yes, yeah.
You have the memory of a dog.
Arguably like, worse drunk.
Right. So I'm like, dude, you literally have the brain span of a terrier when you're on that shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I meet him at this place called the Dillard House. It's like a family style buffet.
Okay.
And I meet him outside of it, and he's like, your grandma and your grandpa are inside, and so is Julie, which is my stepmom, his wife, very cool lady. And he's like, I got you something. And I'm like, what is it? And he's like, here. And he hands me a brownie, and I'm like, nice, dude, right on. And he's like, here, this is going to make you eat the whole damn place up. And he hands me a blue Klonopin.
They and do make you eat like a motherfucker.
Benzos. Because you just have no inhibitions.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm like, Dad, I got to drive an hour and 45 minutes. He's like, you're going to eat a lot. And I'm like, all right, man.
That's a real, real Xanax thing. Well, you'll have a lot of cake.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. You're going to eat a lot, son. Don't be a pussy. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay.
That's so wild, dude.
I pop one. And then I'm sitting there and I'm eating and I'm pretty
stoned.
Also,
that's funny, like Father's Day, that you're both just getting pilled out at a shitty buffet. That's like one of the peak white trash things I've ever heard in my life. And getting pilled out and then eating at like a country buffet.
We don't belong.
No, but you do. That's the perfect place.
Dillard House is like a very fancy restaurant. Like my Mimi has money, dude.
Uh-huh.
And she like got us this. Like it's like I can't think of the equivalent of a restaurant here in Chicago.
Fancy buffet doesn't fit because buffets are usually not.
Well, it's a family style buffet, and it's also in the South.
I don't know necessarily what that means. So, I understand. I grew up eating a lot of Golden Corral, brother.
Right. Okay. In Golden Corral, you got to stand up and go get it.
Yeah.
In family style buffet, they bring it to you like as if your mom had cooked it in a big bowl. So it's like you'll get like.
Wow.
So it's like there's a set menu of like, gravied steak. Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, okra, corn, whatever it is.
Yeah,
and then they bring it big bowls.
That makes sense.
And as it's emptying, they just replace it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the food is fucking phenomenal. We do not we're so fucked up, dude. We could have been in a fucking McDonald's.
Yeah,
we shouldn't
have
been there. You know what I mean? We're high as fucking Whitney Houston. And then my girlfriend's like, I can drive for you. And I'm like, sick. So I look at my dad and I'm like, dude, my girlfriend's going to drive for me. He's like, all right. And he gives me two more.
For you.
For me.
That's nighttime, dude. That's good night.
Oh, dude.
Not when you're doing it all the time.
Bingo. right. When you eat them like it's fucking candy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so funny. It's like, you don't have to drive? Absolutely. Here you go. Well,
you might as well die.
Right. Might as well overdose with me, son. So.
Just lying together, dude. Holding hands in the parking lot.
Yeah, dude. So I take that shit, and then my girlfriend gets sleepy on the ride home, and I call my dad, and he's like, we got God on our side.
He's also, no, you don't.
I'm like, buddy.
You have Satan on your
side,
man.
I'm literally like, dude, God hates you, bud.
Yeah.
He probably hates me by default.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think he explicitly made a whole book where he was like, hey, don't be your dad. I think the Ten Commandments are just a guide to not be Timmy's dad. It's step by step, everything your dad did, probably today, day. Honestly. He probably took all 10 of them.
Thou shalt not adulter. Yeah. Thou shalt buy thou own weed.
Yeah.
Right.
Thou shalt give your children's prescription drugs at a buffet.
Yep.
And also, like, I also think that he probably was like, I'm a good dad.
He absolutely.
He's like, I'm giving my kid free Klonopin. I didn't even charge him for it.
He was like, you know, I'm really making sure me and my boy have a good time.
He might not go to prom, but goddammit, I'm going to get him pilled out at this buffet.
Well,
also, he knows you're going to drive 2 hours. He's like, we got God at our side. Like,
no,
I would literally laugh and pull over.
I called him and I was like, Dad, Maz is falling asleep. I'm going to have to take the wheel. I'm off all three Klonopin right now. Do you think I'll be okay? And he was like,
well, did
damn.
You ask? You know you're not going to be.
He's like,
even with no brain.
Right. If you have to get reassurance from another human being,
you're going to wreck yourself.
Yeah, if you have to call a person and be like, do you think this is going to work out? It's a no-go.
So true, dude. That's like looking at a soldier and being like, do you have good aim, son? Can you cover me? Yeah. Like, I'm going to want to not have that guy cover me if I have to ask. So I'm like, hey, Pops, you think I'll be good? And he's like, you ate all three? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, but you spiced it. You'll be good. We got God on our side. And I was like, okay.
And you're two-hour drive?
I'm just high enough to be like, he's right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, that's Pentos. You're like, I'm good. You're like, you barely open your eyes. You're like, I'm probably going to – I'm going to drive across country. Who cares?
So I'm driving – no, it's a two-hour drive. So I'm going from North Georgia to Atlanta.
Okay.
And then my girlfriend's looking really sexy. So I'm like, I'm going to pull over when I have sex.
That's step number one.
That's Xanax, though. And I pull over.
First things first, I'm going to get even more sleepy. I'm going to come
right now. Right, dude. Pull over, get in the back seat, start having sex.
Okay.
I see a cop. Now, keep in mind, I pulled over well to the side of the road, and I'm not on the highway anymore. I'm on a side road in a neighborhood.
Yeah, and that's legal. Okay. Yeah, that's a fine thing to do. Yeah. No, you're just essentially a motel in a neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a motel room.
That's a private space. That's an autonomous zone.
Right. So I'm having sex, and then I see a cop pull by, and I'm like, this is going to be bad. So I immediately reach over, open the hood, put my pants on, hop out the driver's seat, open up the passenger seat to make it look like I was just going in every door. And then I'm like trying to pour a Dasani bottle of water that I had on my engine to make it look like I'm overheated.
Uh-huh. Not a bad move.
Yeah, actually, for pilled out and having sex, that is a pretty killer.
Well, I sold drugs for a long time, so I had this in my mind already. Dude, it didn't work.
Oh, you mean to tell the guy came out? I love how he probably came out fucked up as shit, adjusted your pants, just poured a bottle of water on your car for no reason. That was not smoking.
The hood wasn't open.
You're just
pouring it
this
on
your
back.
This guy probably poured it in the gas section like he thinks the car runs on water.
He hit a Yui. And I called my dad, and he's like, oh, shit. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm going to jail right now. And he's like, damn, can I talk to the cop? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, is he crying? And the police officer was like, no. And he was like, and I swear to God, he was like, okay, I'll bail him out then.
Because you're not crying.
Because I wasn't.
I was thinking this. I'm not going to have some bitch on the street.
Yeah, I'm not going to have
him. He can sit in jail and learn a thing or two if he's crying while getting a goddamn DUI.
He asked my girlfriend again, too. He was like, was Wyatt crying? She was like, no. And he's like, that's my boy.
Oh, my God. Sometimes when you get your first felony, you can feel those tears.
Right.
No doodle of mine's going to cry and block up.
You're going to cry over DUI, boy.
Yeah, you cry when you do 10.
So he came and he bailed me out, and then after that he was like, "No more Klonopin and driving." And
I was like, "Dad, you literally did this."
Yeah, I was like, "That was not my plan."
No more hanging out with you,
right, dude?
You are. I'm already in a bad place, and you're worse.
Oh, and it was 2 days before my birthday, and he was like, "By the way, me bailing you out, it's your birthday."
Oh my God!
Yeah, dude.
I don't know if there's anything to top that. I think are we at time?
That is funny.
That's Foy, man.
You don't. And then after that, you're like, well, we don't have to go to church anymore, right, Dad? I mean, obviously, God was not on my side.
He doesn't go to fucking church, dude. Yeah. Boy, he doesn't. He's like, I'm spiritual. I hike in the mountains and feel
spiritual.
God. Yeah, I'm spiritual. But he does not believe in fucking God.
That's all my friends, too. They all take mushrooms and stare at a squirrel, and they're like, oh, no, I get it.
Yeah, me too.
There's something there. And you're like, yeah, your drug dealer's number in your phone. That's what's there. Wait a minute. Oh, wow. I just feel like I was connected to a higher power.
He also always brings up how his dick's bigger than mine. He's like, yeah, I remember seeing your dick when you were a boy about 8 years old, getting you dressed for football and being surprised that your dick's that small.
And I looked at this motherfucker and I said, no wonder he's crying like a bitch.
Right.
He's got small ass dick.
This pussy here is crying. You don't even need a cup.
Well, I had something like that once for my mom. Swear to God, I had this rash in between my legs in like middle school.
Yeah.
And it was bad enough that I like told my mom about it. Oh. She saw me like, and she was like, do the other kids like make fun of how small your dick is? In sign language.
Shit.
So I'm, you know, getting visuals of your dick. And I just had to be like, nah, there's a urinal. Like, they can't see me. You know? I didn't even. And then so some people were like, Kenny, why do you have a low self-esteem?
My mom called my dick small.
That's like, I'm surprised you don't kill women.
Right, dude. Honestly, I'm surprised. I don't, I swear.
What's happened in my life is that the men have been so much more brutal. That's like, oh, that's nice.
Right.
All the.
My dick is grown, by the way.
The dominance stuff. It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Now you pay women to be like, say my dick is small. Say my dick is small. Step on me.
That is too much of a therapy session for me. I think that was a little. That was open.
opening a door I wasn't ready to be open on Sunday. All right, I'm gonna have to slam a couple of tequila sodies
here.
Oh
man,
the sodies will make you feel better.
Sodies, hey, that's what we've been trying for the last 25 years.
It's been the human medicine for thousands of years.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Timmy, that was a blast.
Yeah, man.
We gotta do part two. I feel.
Dude,
like.
Yeah, we could. I think we'll just do a repeat. This is you're just a residency on Fuck You Dad.
Yeah,
let's go.
Man.
Double high fives, boys. I'm here for it.
So, guys, check out Timmy Runs a Show at Enjoy on Tuesdays. You should check out. But only check that out once you go to all of the Lincoln Lot shows every night of the week.
Absolutely.
Amazing comedy.
Incredible.
Me and Nick and Timmy and Christina, our amazing producer, are all performing there. Please check out our Patreon for the love of God. I don't have anything going on. I'm in emotional and financial ruin.
I need $30 more a month.
I am not above calling every listener personally and crying on the phone.
He will do that.
Yeah, so do that, and just keep liking and subscribing.
God bless you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Subscribe to the YouTube. We love you.
Fuck yes.
Peace out.
Hey, guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.